Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Radio Pulpit 657 AM, umngani wabo bonke abadinga ukukhuthazwa. Silalele ku app yethu noma ku radiopulpit.co.za.
657 AM, Radio Pulpit coming to you live. Thank you so much to Bahle. She's back with you tomorrow morning. Greetings to you. My name is Ray. I trust and believe that the Father is doing quite well. You're having a good time, eh? The 1st of December, is it? Yeah, man. The 1st of December. How about that? Do you enjoy it so far? The hours that you've started already, I think we have about 17 hours through into this day. So how's your December feeling?
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith and love on 657 AM. No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
657 AM, Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. The best friends we are. And of course, I'm going to connect with our guests and we'll touch base with them and then take it from there. It is your talk show, Sunday Live.
Come live the life at 657 AM.
This gift of life. And I want to thank you, Father, for this gift of life. I want to thank you for the beautiful mornings and the beautiful sunsets. I want to thank you for the sights. I want to thank you for the sounds. I want to thank you for the aroma. I want to thank you also for the touches. I want to thank you for the tastes. I want to thank you for your graces. How beautiful that is. How wonderful that is. A beautiful song of gratefulness, I should say. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends. And of course, Sunday Live it is.
Uthandwa ngendlela ongasokuze uiqonde. Khetha iRadio Pulpit 657 AM. Luthando all.
The South African government is implementing various interventions to reduce poverty and assist vulnerable groups in our communities. To date, over 9.7 million children in more than 21,000 schools depend on the school nutrition program. More than 8.5 million South Africans are recipients of the Social Relief and Distress Grant, whilst more than 3 million indigenous households receive either free water services or free electricity from their respective municipalities. To apply for these free basic services, please contact your nearest municipality or your nearest SASSA office. Building and transforming the economy. A message brought to you by Government Communications.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
657 AM, Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. And of course, on the lines, I have our guests, three of them, hey? Three of them. And I want to greet them. Let me start with Mfundisi Mota. Muruti, greetings to you.
Hey, my brother, greetings to you too, sir. I trust you are doing well.
The Father is good, man. The Father is good. Can't complain, man. The Father is good. You hear now. I don't sound like last week Sunday, you know. The Father is good.
Yeah. No, we thank God. Glory to Him. And I was so excited and happy to see you yesterday, and you were well and energized, and I'm so happy.
Yeah,
my brother. And siyabonga kakhulu, and greetings to Pastor Sipho, Pastor Jablan, in the name of Yahushua Mashi. I cannot leave abalalele makhaya. Siyabathanda kakhulu ngendlela esimanga. Siyababingelela. We thank the Father tonight once again. We are together.
Yeah, thank you so much for gracing us with your presence at the Men's Dialogue, man. Yesterday, I really appreciate it. Thank you, Mfundisi Mota, and Umakamu, thank you so much. Thank you so much for coming over, man. I really appreciate it.
Sibonga kakhulu, Mfundisi, and also, you know, for us to all those invited, we really appreciate that, we honor that, and we are grateful. Siyabonga nathi, Mfundisi.
Thank you so much. And of course, we also have Sipho Bolos on the line. Sipho, sawubona bhuti wami.
Awu sawubona mfundisi Ray, usaphila kodwa mfundisi Ray?
Mqemane, mqemane, mqemane.
Awu asibonge msayiphosi. Bayisapayza, bonga mfundisi odumile. Mfundisi uMotas yabingelele nomfundisi mfundisi uJabulani nabalele emakhaya. Amen.
Awuzeke kusaphileke ekhaya kodwa sipho.
Konke kuhamba kahle nanginonkosikazi eduzane ngiyambingelela nawe.
Magodi! Sawubona ntombi yakithi, inkosi ikubuse ngendlela esimanga. Awu.
Nakhoke,
nakhoke, nakhoke. And of course, also, we have my friend, my brother, Jabulani Dominic. My friend.
Yes, my friend. How are you, my friend?
I'm very well. When are
you? Also good. Thank you very much. I trust you. You traveled safe.
I did travel safe, man. I'm happy. Talking about traveling, the people who were traveling on a bus yesterday, men on track, all the way from the Val, man, they traveled quite safely. I didn't know that bus, it's actually a coach. That those buses can run, those luxury buses, they can run, man. You know, yes. They can run. They even ran with that bus to Cape Town. It's just amazing. Thank you so much for them. They also arrived safely, you know.
Yes.
Abo Mfundisi uSikhosana, Abo Pastor Mbongo, Pastor Matebula, from Ivory Park Christ Ministries. He traveled safely also. We really enjoyed ourselves, didn't we, man? Didn't we? We did, ne?
It was a great time. It was a great time, a special one for men.
A special one for men. Yeah.
We thank God so much. Also, just Mfundisi Motha, it was great to see you yesterday also.
Mm.
We really appreciate also your presence together also with Mfundisi Makam and Nkosikazi wakhe. Nabo bonke abo baba who came, I we really appreciate Yahweh Elohim. So greetings in that man and also to Mfundisi was a Standerton. Mfundisi Sipho. Sithi next year sizobe sinaweke ndoda yamadoda. Hallelujah.
Hey, Matthew.
And we also greet the wonderful listeners in the name of Yahushua HaMashiach.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. And of course, we trust the Father is doing you well tonight. We are talking about self-control. Angithi madoda.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, kunjalo.
Yes, and what it is even all about. We are talking about it and what it is even all about. Of course, we are touching base on it. And the very aspect of self-control, what it is all about, and we are touching base on the matter of it. We trust and we believe the Father is blessing and doing good. The Father is just doing great in our midst. We bless and we honor Him. We exalt His holy name. He's fantastic. So we're going to touch on this issue. And touching on it, we are also going to make sure that we look into matters pertaining to self-control. Because much of the times one can say without a doubt that self-control is something that many people don't want to talk about because they feel it's not supposed to be. And that's a big problem. That's a big problem, you know. And they would say, yeah, you are stepping on my toe, you know, when you do that. So we are going to touch on it, look into the word as to what is self-control. And I've heard many times many people saying, how na self-control wena? How na my bamboo? How na my campurelo? How na my bamboo? And we've had many people saying that. I was good, patagas, and all those kinds of things. And so we are going to look into what the word says self-control is. Number one, it is a duty of a believer. If a believer has other works, which is obedience to serve the Father, to glorify the Father, outreach, soul winning and evangelism, self-control is also a duty. Even to love, like that is a duty also. Even to love, self-control is also a duty of believers. Now, why am I saying this? Check 2 Kings chapter 18, verse 36 says, but the people held their peace. and answered him not a word. For the king's commandment was, do not answer him. So self-control is a big part of obedience. Therefore, it becomes a duty of every believer to practice it. That is why there is patience, endurance, long-suffering. All those things pertain to self-control. Today, umuntu ukthuka kayi-1 uyokwata for 75 years. And you don't talk to them. Angisam kulumis. Abantwana bomuntu. Angisam kulumis. Kwatsinti akudala. Njalo uma ucabanga ngayo lento iyavuka. Why does this thing control you and make you to feel the way it wants you to feel? How about feeling the way the Father wants you to feel? To forgive even before people come to you and ask for it. Forgive. Proverbs 16:32 says, he who is slow to anger is better than a mighty, and he who rules his spirit than he who takes a city. Self-control also means to rule your spirit. We have a duty to rule our spirits. Singabi othathekile nonhlangazimuka nomoya. Singabi abodokshebeleza la. Hey, angithathe bumnandini kula umthola khona.
Mm, ungabe sesokhlala utholakale bumnandini.
Hawu, ena usho bunjani leso sikhathi? Yo.
Ene lobo bumnandi budla wena.
Amadliphi. Mm. Now, Proverbs 17:28, even a fool is counted wise when he holds his peace. Self-control also means to hold your peace. Kukhona abanye abantu akufanelanga futhi sibaphendule. Avela kutshela tshela uyithulele nje. Means to hold your peace. Avela kutshela tshela uyithulele. Abanye bathola abahleba vele uyithulele. Atha mina ngane ngahamba kulungile. Uyithulele. Ekhuluma umuntu.
Ene uyithulela kwakho futhi akufuneki kube soyayicina lento bese enhliziyo yoba bitter.
You hold your peace. You hold on to your peace, yes.
On your peace.
You hold on to your peace.
Yeah.
Hey.
Because omunye umuntu angathi ngayisithulele, but inside his heart or her heart, you continue ubabithi, continue with an anger, then you are not holding your peace there.
Yeah, labo sibabiza bondlumbula, uyazi labo, but dangerous kabi. Abo ekuvela itse mar divorce vele ni 8com. Kusho ukuthi umuntu vele uqinekile njengaphakathi. Uyazi ukuthi maka ngaphahluka la kuyo explode yonke into. Loyo akana self control. I timing bomb loyo.
It's a timing bomb.
Yeah, timing bomb layo phahluka khona yonke into eseduze kwakhe yokuchiphizelwa izinto. It's quite sad. Now check it out. In Proverbs 25 verses 28, whoever has no rule over his own spirit is like a city broken down without walls. Lack of self-control makes us vulnerable. We are like cities that are without the secured lines. We are like cities that are without boundaries. We need to be careful, therefore. We need to take note on that. If you don't have self-control, anything can come in. Anything, because you have no boundaries.
Yeah.
Umuntu ongana self-control, umuntu ongana mayibambo. Umuntu ongana self-control, umuntu vele, yonke into ichithekela kuye. Nayo ichithekela everywhere. Everything has access to him or her. Everything can pass by.
Anything.
Yes. Anything can pass by kuye. Uba yi freeway, uba yi brokho, ngelinilanga uba yi passage. Yonke into idlula la kuye. Embi ishiya wonke ama effects kuye. It's when a person is without self control. Now, the word also says in Acts chapter 24, verses 25, and now as he reasoned about righteousness, self-control and judgment to come, Felix was afraid and answered, go away for now. When I have a convenient time, I will call for you. Why am I talking about this? It's because self-control is something that many people don't want to talk about in the right sense. If people don't have self-control, they don't only become rebellious, they become also vulnerable. The devil can do anything in Piloyab. We really need to be careful, therefore. Ungavumi ukwatisa umuntu ukokuhamba ngathi bayakhuka. Ungavumi ukuthi abantu bakhuke. Ungavumi abantu bakasule. Ungavumi abantu bakutshela ukuthi wena umuntu onjani. Bese uyayithatha leyo nto ugijima nayo. Ya, bashilo vele mina ngimnyama, ngimnyama. Bathi ngifuza ubaba. Ezinye izinto, some of these things, they talk them, they build on you because they were spoken to you in your own families, you know. And they make you to lose control, to seek revenge, to become more guilty than the one who offended you. We need to be careful.
Yeah, but, and by allowing it, because when you allow it, that for it to control you with anger, to make you be short-tempered, now you have lost control of it. But if you have self-control, regardless of what you still continue to hold your peace.
Absolutely.
You know, you don't retaliate, you don't rebel, you don't anything. You hold your peace and remain in control.
And you know that vengeance belongs to the Most High. So, avelu parapar isn't owe nuzenzu Mike Tyson. Siyabuya.
Thanks to God's goodness, we're still able to broadcast the good news of Christ. And we're excited to keep going. But to stay on air, we need partners like you. Will you join us in reaching our 2.2 million rand target for our daily running costs? Every contribution helps us continue spreading the gospel across all our platforms, connecting faith to life. To give, simply SMS GIVE and the amount you'd like to contribute to 37871. Standard rate supply. Keep us on air everywhere.
All right, we trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. And I am talking to Pastor Mota, and I'm talking to Sipopolo Sgatebe, Pastor Sipopolo Sgatebe. I'm talking to Jabulani Temaneke, my friend and brother. And then we are touching base on this, the very same issue of self-control. What is self-control even all about? And much of the times we become those kinds of people who basically do not heed to that which is defined as self-control. And because simply no one has taught us as to what it is even all about. No one has told us what it stands for. No one has told us what it is for. And so we think when a person practices self-control, then abantu bazadlalela phezu kwakho, so fanele ushaye isibhaqo, wena ungadlali nabantu, ushaye impama. And then you forget that the Father does not require that from you. Let me start with you, Sipopolos. Let me start with you, friend. Now, when we talk of self-control, what comes to mind, sir?
Well, Mfundisi, what a topic, and we thank God for this opportunity to sit in Yonis Gaches and learn.
Amen.
And I really appreciate Mfundisi for all these years and all the time being part of the show. I'm growing.
Hallelujah. Glory to the Father. Glory to the
Father. Just to be in the environment where I hear is Kankulungulu. Yes, I'm not a little bit. You found something.
Yes.
Makes my heart ibe and I love it so much, and thank God for the opportunity to be part of this show for all these years.
To the Elohim be all the glory. Hallelujah.
Yeah, praise the Lord.
Mm.
It's self-control, as you said, it's the duty of every believer.
Mm.
In other words, there are things and there are things that are expected from us because God has equipped us. Second Timothy chapter 1 verse 70, for God gave us not the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a self-control. In other words, this is a gift that God has given unto us, the spirit that is able to make us to be self-controlled. In other words, is self-control. It's a self-discipline that we're able to exercise it. And also, it's the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
At the same time, it is a training course that we need to attend to and also become the doer of those classes that we had.
Mm.
Because Titus chapter 2, verse 11 to 12, reading, the grace of God has appeared to everyone.
Mm.
It trains us. That same grace. We're under grace. Let versatility, the same grace that we're under,
mm.
the same grace that teaches us, that trains us not to renounce or not to say not just to renounce an ungodly well passion, but to live a self-controlled, upright, and God life in this present age. In other words, the self-control is a training course whereby the grace of God teaches us to be self-controlled. In other words, we are under God's grace, but thank God to Guti, we'll be trained to be self-disciplined, self-controlled by the same grace that we claim Guti, and other people, they claim it negative so that they can indulge with sinful nature that makes Ngulungabe end for us. At the same time, it also means the ability to exercise the restraints from this. On what we are thinking about, our words, our action, our desires. Because when you say, self-control, So it's self-control. It's that it's ability to exercise our restraints. Where about it? I cannot think all about evil desires, no matter evil thoughts and wonder. What I'm thinking from this. My actions are as well as my action. Basically, character out of that.
Yes.
And last thing from this, self-control also helps us to resist our temptation and avoid conforming to the standard and the pattern of this world. Remember Romans chapter 12, verse 8, self-control, self-control helps us to resist the temptation.
Yes.
But, but self-control. Naming a cool from Fundis to a man of a routine. Naming a bezel on a pantat, you last feeling, Babo and Abaya Balasa.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You have a Padwabanda Pusu, Chuala, but the damn Fundis on Martin now, they lose a Sunday. Apply self-control. Nakona means guti nami my flesh Fundis, if phone into the corner, because Mumunta and Uncle will get self-control. Yes, restrain. Are you kidding? Very good. Ah, Ben Rauti, if I just feel it, just do it. No, self-control.
I hear you quite well. We are talking about self-control, the essence of and what it is even all about. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. You and I, the best of friends, man. This is happening throughout up to the hour 7. Back to Basics, name is show. My name is Ray. I'm hanging out with Sipolos Khatev and also Mfundisi Mota and Jamal Dominic, and we are touching base on this, the very issue of self-control and what it stands for.
Get your daily dose of inspiration, motivation, and encouragement on our Facebook page. Join the Radio Pulpit Facebook community today.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rate apply.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
All right, let me bring this to you, my friend Jablan. Now, when it comes to the notion of self-control, and I read some of the verses there, I want to look into this one. Check it out. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 12. It says, all things are lawful for me, but yeah, all things are not helpful. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any. That's self-control. What comes to mind? What is self-control to you, sir? Jabu.
No, thank you very much, my friend. A great topic also, self-control, which is the fruit of the Spirit. So I think that's maybe also the introduction, that it's not our effort that we end up being self-controlled, but it's the fruit of the Spirit that we bear. So it means for us to yield to the Spirit of the Father, and then we are controlled. It means we are self-controlled is when the Holy Spirit is in control of us, when the Father is in control of us, because of it's not us who are doing things the way that we want to, but it's the Father directing us. The Word of God says, the steps of a righteous man are ordered of the Lord. So it means we are directed by the Father. We are led by the Father. We are prompted by the Spirit of the Father. The things we say, it's not our intellectual capacity or what we have acquired from the fields of education, but it's the Holy Spirit speaking, you know, the oracles and the mysteries of the Father, because of we are yielded to Him. That's self-control. Yielding to the Spirit of the Most High, yielding to the Father Himself, yielding to the Scripture, you know, it is self-control. So you're touching also a very important Scripture that reveals how we control ourselves also about everything is permissible, but, you know, I will not be ruled by any. It's a choice that I make within my heart that even though konke kuvumelekile, kodwa I choose ukuthi mina as umntwana kaNkuluNkulu ngiyazi ukuthi nanoma kuvumelekile lokho, kodwa it's not good for me. Kunezinto ezinhle, kodwa uthole ukuthi when it comes to you as a person, they will not benefit you. So you exercise self-control. Umfowethu Sipho spoke about self-restraint, where ukwazi ukuthi uzithibe, ukwazi ukuthi uzitube, because of you are a child of God. Those are all the qualities and the characteristics of self-control. Control, ukuzithiba, ukuzituba. Paul speaks about ukuthi I discipline myself. Actually, my flesh. I discipline my flesh, you know, because of actually this actually fruit of the Spirit is manifested mostly between the battle of the Spirit and the flesh. Because they are always at war, as the Scripture says, with the flesh and the Spirit is always at war. Sometimes you know that this is what I must do, but the flesh says do this. It's a battle. And that's where now the self-control comes to play, where you can exercise self-restraint, you can exercise discipline, you can exercise yielding to the Spirit of the Father, you can exercise applying the word from the Father so that you can be able not to please the flesh, but to walk according to the Spirit. Just to sum it up, in Isaiah 55 also, from the Father's view, what is self-control from Him? In Isaiah 55, verse 10 to verse 11, but I'll just read maybe only just or paraphrase the verses. So it says, as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return to it without watering the earth and making it bad, so is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty. It will accomplish what I desire and achieve, and achieve the purpose for which I sent. That's the Father showing us how controlled he is with his word.
Mm.
His word that he sends is just, and also it's holy, it's tried and tested. It will do what he says it must do.
Yes.
So it means a self-controlled person also is a reliable person.
Mm.
A self-controlled person is a trustworthy person,
yeah.
A person of integrity. Mm. What they say, they keep. So if they have promised to do 1, 2, 3, that's their word, and you can hold them accountable for their word because of their reliable, like the Father.
Mm.
He says, my word that I send, it will return to me void.
Mm.
But it will go when I send it to, and it will accomplish the purpose that I send it to accomplish.
Mm.
That's also the quality of self-control. When we are self-controlled, we are the people of our word. Because
Absolutely.
Our word is not of ours, it's of the Father.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, my friend.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. We trust the Father is doing you well. Blessing you so much.
Join us for heart-to-heart discussions every weekday from 12 to 3 p.m. as we look at challenges, relevant issues, and health matters with inspiration and great music to make you smile. Zibongile Mofokeng will leave you inspired every Monday and Tuesday. Listen live on Radio Pulpit 657 AM or catch the podcast on radiopulpit.co.za.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith and love on 657 AM.
657 AM, Radio Pulpit coming to you live. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in my way. Let's open up the lines. It's 012-334-1322. You can also send WhatsApps. It's 082-657-2729. Drop us a voice note also on the WhatsApp. 082-657-2729. What is self-control according to you? Have you ever been taught about this? Have you ever heard people talking about this or teaching about this, learning about this, studying on this? And today, is this one of the most favorite topics? Now, it is regarded as one of the duties of a believer. Self-control. We look also into that. Funis Mota, I'm looking at James chapter 3, verse 2. It says, for we all stumble in many things. If anyone doesn't stumble in word, he is a perfect man, but also able also to bridle his whole body. Yeah. Now, the notion of self-control means to bridle your whole body. Remember to bridle the tongue. It's like, now, self-control means to bridle. We have a duty to bridle our own bodies. Hey, are we successful here, Mfundisi Mota?
Mfundisi, thank you so much. this is one of the challenges that we many face.
Mm.
But the word of the Father command us that actually we should take full control over our body and over our mind. In other words, inyama yethu mayingathi mayifuna lokho then bese yakuthola.
Yeah.
Because self-control it's when one is having the ability ukuba athibe inyama, ukuba ayivimbe, ukuba ayibambe so that it does not get what it wants. And many of times izinto ezifundwa inyama, izinto ezifunwa ngumzimba, these are the things that are against actually the will of God. These are the things, that is why the word of God says that we should not walk by the flesh. Ngoba iy'thelo zokwenyama zibonakala kalula. You see them by anger, you see them by ukuba nenhliziyo ende, being envious. So it is important as a child of God that you should be able to hold yourself in as much as when you see other people bephumelela empilweni uNkulunkulu ababusisa, you should rejoice with them and thank God for them, and ungabi sokubitha ukuthi why me, because then it means now the flesh is taking control over you, the body now also is so in competition. We should not be in competition singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu. Each and every one of us has a race that must run, and I know deep down in my heart that God has given us equally, but ngendlela engafani. So when you have a spirit of control, a spirit of discipline, because you need in order for your body. Utumpostol Paul, umzimba wami nyautuba. In other words, when mautuba umzimba wako, discipline, then so that you can get the crowd. So if we don't bridle our tongue, we don't control our body, then we are going to lose the crown that is set before us. Because for each and every race, as it runs, there's certain things that it does not eat. That is self-control. You know what I can eat, these things is allowed, they can eat, but for the fact that I am a runner, I'm a racer, and I cannot do these things because it is working against the purpose of my life, which is now in running a race, because it will affect me negatively. So it is important that we are able to control our body. But yes, like anybody else, but not everything. I love what you said earlier, that all things are lawful to me, but not everything is helpful. Yeah. In other words, it means into as a child of God that you should partake on. And so it is important to and we can only be able to do that, Mfundisi, when we subdue our body to the Spirit of God, when we subdue our flesh to the Spirit of God, and we allow the Spirit of God to be able to guide us, and then we shall have what we call spiritual discipline. And we will even be able, Mfundisi, that you will be able to control of what you say.
Yeah.
When to say, you will know when to speak and how to speak. You'll know when to respond and when not to respond.
Uh-huh.
Proverbs 29, verse number 11, it says, a fool vents out his feelings, but a wise man holds them back. So, and then you must respond. And you should be able to the anger. You don't have to speak all your emotions. To everybody, and now, because when you act emotionally, you most of the time and many of the times we end up doing wrong things and making mistakes. That is why even abanye abantu bagcina bangene engozini while it's driving, then it becomes so emotionally because somebody who means I'm driving like that, then it can even get into an accident. So we should be able to control it. The word of God says that a wise man is able to hold them back. We should, even when those emotions come, but then you should be able to look at it, I cannot respond like this. I cannot even think like this because, you know, it starts in the mind. That's why Paul every time he says that the mind must be transformed.
Yeah.
Once the mind is transformed, then you shall be able to have the spirit of self-control because you know that I cannot think like this. I'm a child of God. You just remind yourself about that. And that on its own will be able to give you the ability to control yourself, to control your temper, to control your anger, and not even do things that you're not supposed to do, not to eat things that you will even sleep at home, not to sleep out.
Hey, my dude. Absolutely. Uyakhumbula ku men's dialogue izolo. Ma ukhuluma into eyipowerful so bese umunye athi hey madoda uyabona.
Yeah,
nami ngisho njalo ke iqinise elikhulu ke le. All right, send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say on this matter, 0826572729. Drop us a voice note. You can also give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
Radio buzzing of life. 657 AM.
I tell you, man, you know when this guy did this song, I think he was also expelled from the church that he used to go to. It's a very famous church. And he was speaking the word. And every time when he would open his mouth, he was speaking the word. Man, I don't know now. I haven't seen him in many, many years. We used to be very close friends in the industry. And he would speak the word even in recordings. He would speak the word. You must listen to his recordings and listen to other recordings of people. And then you will realize there's a difference. This guy always speaks the word. He quotes the word. He ministers. So I played this song because I haven't played it many, many, many years. And always said, I never liked the intro. But when he starts and they start to say Modimo, it becomes such a beautiful song. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends we are.
We are so thankful to still be connecting faith to life after so many years on air. Will you join us in ensuring the gospel of Christ continues to reach future generations across all our platforms? To give, simply SMS GIVE and the amount you'd like to contribute to 37871. Standard rates apply. Keep us on air everywhere.
All right. Send us your WhatsApps 0826572729. Let's hear what you say. And we are talking about self-control, what it is even all about. Babu Philip Masango, thank you so much for the WhatsApp there. I really appreciate it. And says, Pastor Philip Masango, he says, self-control, umasituba, zonke izitho zethu zenyama. Namalunga womzimba wethu. Paul said, kunemithetho emibili emzimbeni. Omunye yimpi. Once the Holy Spirit and the blood, he says, once the Holy Spirit and the blood of Jesus Christ takes control to our mind, thought, and reasoning. Once we give God Almighty our hearts, mind, and soul, the Holy Spirit will take control. Gusho ubaba u Philip Masango there. Mruti, thank you so much. I really, really appreciate. Send us your WhatsApps 0826572729.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
Ntabi Seng says, how to deal with a person who don't control herself? She even swears and speaks harsh words. Ntabi Seng, let me read something that I read earlier on. Check it out. In Proverbs chapter 17, verse 28, it says, even a fool is counted wise when he holds his peace. When he shuts his lips, he is considered perceptive. Now, when we shut our mouths, when we hold our peace, when we don't say a word and someone says those kinds of things, or someone does things and we move away from such, we don't retaliate evil for evil, then we are perceptive. We are full of the wisdom of the Father. That is self-control. We are doing our duty. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Now, Jabu, let me read this one. Romans chapter 6, verses 12. I know many people know this one. It says, therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body, that you should obey its lusts. Self-control implies that you don't allow sin to rule over your mortal body. Your body is mortal already. It doesn't need any additives to die. It's mortal already. And then when now you allow sin, it speeds up the process. We need to be careful. Jabu?
Thank you very much. You are touching a very important one also. Mm. Also, I tried also to touch it at first about being led by the flesh at the expense of being led by the spirit. So, but when we are self-controlled, we see ourselves being able to also master our flesh, not to be led by our flesh because of the spirit that is dominating in our life, the Holy Spirit that controls us. So also even when it comes to sin, because we are actually encouraged that sin is no longer our master. So, but if sin is still our master, that's when it rules us. But if we know that the Spirit of the Father lives within us, therefore sin does not have dominion over us. In other words, it doesn't control us, but we control ourselves through the Spirit that lives within us against sin. And then also we are encouraged to offer our bodies as a living sacrifice, according to Romans 12, verse 1 to 2. You know, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve that which is God's will, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. That's also self-control when we are able to choose, you know, like to choose where we yield our bodies to. Like here we are encouraged to give our bodies, you know, like as living sacrifice to the Father. It's a choice.
Yes.
The Father will never force himself to anyone because his Holy Spirit, you know, like Ruach,
HaKodesh,
as you always explain it, my friend.
Yeah.
He does not force himself to anyone because he's a gentle spirit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So he wants you to yield to him. In other words, to give him control, give him permission to rule and to, you know, work in your life. Then that is when you will be able to be powerful over sin. And also that is when you will not gratify the desires of the flesh, but everything you do, it will be according to his good, perfect, and pleasing, you know, will that he has set for. Thanks, my friend.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Send us your WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. Let's hear from you as to what you say on this very matter. And we are looking into the notion of self-control. Do we have such a self-control these days?
Share the love. Share the truth. Share the life on 657 AM. On 657 AM.
Right, let me bring this to you. Sipho, when we talk about self-control, I am looking also at 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 5. Well, it goes through up to verse 6 and 7. But also for this very reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge. To knowledge, self-control, and to self-control, perseverance. To perseverance, godliness. Look, if we don't have self-control, we won't be able to persevere. And we won't be able to have the character of our Heavenly Father. Sipho?
That's very true indeed, Mfundisi. Remember, this virtue is only been given unto us through the Holy Spirit by God. And we need also to add upon each and every veil that God has niggas are one in billion yet. And David in the book of 1:19:9-11, that thing we hinder God's word in our heart, it makes us to be able to have or to practice self-control, because the word of God, even in our parameters and our boundaries that we would not jump over. So it is true ukuthi uma sinezikankulunkulu phakathi sine disciplinary measurement that we can also use as our scale. We don't do this, and the ease kankulunkulu futhi athi Paul, I discipline my body, I keep it under control.
Yeah.
Corinthians chapter 9 verse 26. In other words, uma ease kankulunkulu seliphakathi enhlizweni yamuntu David eshalonda yilo futhi eliveza likhumbuza impilo yami ukuba ngibe discipline. Once I become the doer of the word, definitely I will seek the excellence of the Holy Spirit working through me, working in me, so that these fruits are very by him. And last thing from this, uJesu self-control ngalesikhathi banjwa ensimini laphaya. What apply self-control, because he should have called from this angels and towards effort. He said, with self-control, he allowed God's perfect will to be done with his life. So now, when we practice self-control, we're going to see God's perfect will be done in us. As which is, so why in the long run to call 10,000 but he knew and understand, but if I apply self-control, I will be allowing God's Father and his perfect will to be done. You know, not my will, but your will be done. Self-control, not my will, not what I think, not what I feel, because langapan, but if you feel it, just do it. But here, yeah, we apply self-control.
Hey, Matewat. But if you feel it, just do it. Yo, cabang. Yo, cabang. Now, there is this aspect also when it comes to self-control that we need to understand. Self-control means to restrain oneself. It also talks about abstinence, you know, from things that are enjoyed by the world, you know. Self-control, and let me say this, abazalwane fanele sikhulume ke le mfundisi Motha. Abazalwane fanele sikhulume le asomplif. Nayo ke Leviticus 10 verse 9 mina ngishilo sengathi kungashaya ibhongo kwathi boom. Lalela ithi ke, do not drink wine or intoxicating drink, you nor your sons with you, when you go into the tabernacle of meeting, lest you die. It shall be a statute forever throughout the generations. I like that last sentence there. It shall be a statute forever throughout the generations. You are the house of the priesthood. You are the royal priesthood. Self-control. You're going to draw a labo. Leviticus 10 verses 9.
Yes, fundisam. And Ali should go to Biegeni Parad Nunya Rabbis in the Pusan.
Biegeni!
Biegeni, stay away from it.
Yeah.
From the royal family, from the priesthood.
Yes.
Tom Kulwe to Mukrest, which is so sends the Sabang about priest to go.
Hey, Gukulu Nana.
Yes. So therefore, Akfanele Besses, they are Ngolisa. We need to be able to no matter to a but now you are a new creature, therefore now impilo enja noma impilo yakho mayikhombi sekuthi now you are a new person.
Yeah.
Therefore you could not even partake in those things anymore. Even when they say but sasiphuza nawe, and then you tell past tense, sasi,
yeah.
We I'm no longer there. You can never find me there no more. Because
yes,
that person died, that Enani Puzana, he died, but the new person that you see now has been resurrected with Christ.
Yes.
So therefore, I cannot, you know, drink any upuzo old dagayo. Because understanding that, you will be knowing that actually if you do that, you are defiling the temple of the Most High. The temple of God, the Spirit of God lives in us. So our body is the temple of God. So we need to understand that actually it is no longer us. It is no longer our body. So therefore, in honoring the one that we belong to.
Yeah.
It's like umakoti, mfundi swami, once wafakwa engagement ring asela thenjisiwe. As I prepared umshato, he even stopped to eat ezinye izinto because he says, you know, I must always look sharp and beautiful. Because you get emshadweni, so therefore, uba nezinto aseziyekayo just to control himself. So therefore, nathi singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu, there's things that we should do away with them. They should not even be. Uthi Paul, let sin not be counted in you. Natholakala nesoni. Fornication is one of the things that is abantwana bakaNkulunkulu, singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu, we should abstain and stay away from such. And for you to be able to do that, you need to practice and exercise this discipline in each and every day, because, you know, we are saved in each and every day. So it is something that we should practice it, and we cannot be able to do it on our own, but we should rely upon the Holy Spirit to guide us. And I can say, Mvundis, that self-discipline and self-control, it is something that can be taught. It is something that can be learned. And how do we learn that? You know, is that a new, develop new habits.
But now, because you have new, because you have to find something as a replacer that, so that you are able to keep yourself and remembering yourself that actually I'm a child of God. I cannot be doing that. You do new habits, your new way of thinking, because your mind has been transformed.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Mfundisi. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. You can also send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say. What is self-control, even Oliver?
You're at 657 AM, Radio Caring, 24 hours a day.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 0826572729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
There is radio and radio, and then there is 657 AM. Can you hear the difference? You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.